Hello, welcome. My name is Ibrahim Perez.
And my name is Maria Cupari.
And here in Ballet Popular, we're helping you build your passion and influence through dance. And sorry, my people, that we're late. The system that we have is acting up, so we're trying to figure it out. So we're going to talk a little bit about this amazing topic that has been trending the last week. So let me put my graphics and everything. Maria's going to introduce you a little bit. Going to check if you're watching so I can see everything, the messages, and let's roll with this show.
So if you're a ballet fan or if you love Misty Copeland, the famous principal dancer from American Ballet Theatre, you probably heard of this topic that's been trending over the social media. And can I say, what is it about?
You can say what it's
so
about.
So everybody's talking about how Misty Copeland failed to do her 32 fouettes that she was performing in Singapore in the Swan Lake finale. So if you don't know, in the end of the big ballets, the very classical ballets, the principal dancer performs 32 fouettes on point. And, you know, for Swan Lake, the whole purpose of that is for the dancer, for the black swan, to seduce the prince, to make sure to leave the white swan behind.
So yes, unfortunately, as you noticed, we cannot put our names. The thing that we're using is not working properly right now. It's okay, we're going to carry on because this is very interesting. Sorry. Thank you, Lito, for watching once again. We appreciate it. So let's start with this topic. It's very complicated because, you know, we want to clarify some things.
It's not just black and white. It has more colors into it. So we're going to look the rainbow.
So what happened is that this video pops out in the internet in which show Miss Copeland dancing this fouettes. Fouettes is like when the dancer turns around in multiple times.
Revolutions on one leg.
So, yes. And then she didn't accomplish what is expected of a principal dancer, so everything starts from there. But also, it's a Twitter.
It was that one was a YouTube video. Somebody obviously filmed Misty Copeland from the phone. You can tell from the way it was filmed. Somebody filmed it on their phone from the balcony or from wherever they were watching. And then a tweet comes up talking about this video and we're going to show you what is the tweet saying in just a second. You got it?
Yes. Sorry, my people. I'm just trying to figure this thing out. And I have to call the company because this machine is breaking on me. So the Twitter. So let's put this tweet for you so you can see what started the whole thing.
That tweet was in response of that video of her doing the fouettes turns.
You got it on the screen. So, say it.
It says, this is why at Misty On Point is the worst. And why it's an embarrassment to ABT Ballet to even have her on their roster, much less as a principal dancer. No wonder the rest of the world thinks America what?
American ballet is a joke.
Yes.
So, that's a very hard tweet. Oh my God, this has been crazy. So let me get rid of that.
So when we first saw that too, we're like, oh my God, this person is being really mean to her. We're like, because you have to understand, there's two versions of the story.
Yes.
There's one that the most people see and what the social media and Misty Copeland are portraying, and what's the other story that is not so visible, people don't necessarily know about, that we found information that we want to share with you. So the whole thing that was making us also having this dilemma whether we should defend her or accuse her in a way.
First of all, let me clarify something. Disclaimer. We don't have anything against Misty Copeland. I think she's a sweet person. She's the opportunity to talk to her. We even asked her for an interview.
I've taken class with her before too. I've taken picture with her.
And we are not going to take away all the accomplishment that she has put out there. Like, she was named last year one of the top 100.
2015 was she voted as one of the most influential people of 2015.
So yes, we appreciate her and we admire her. So we are a minority too, you know. So seeing someone like that, it helped us to like kind of feel like motivated to continue our own journey.
We're not here to judge her. We just want to kind of like bring the truth out of this situation.
And this is a little bit like on the edge, because nobody wanna say anything about it, you know, because they don't wanna disrespect her. We are not mean. Yes. We're not trying to disrespect her or
defame her.
Not at all. We actually thanks. So we have her books and stuff. So cool. The thing is that sometimes it makes you think as a dancer, like, is everything, like, what they tell you truth? Could be a different side of everything. Mm-hmm. So for me, as a dancer, it was a little interesting to see, because I was shocked. When they said she fell, I'm like, oh my God, let me see
like,
the video.
Oh my God, yes.
So in the video, yeah, she seems like she's kind of struggling. She started kind of off, and you will see it because we're going to bring it to you. We're going to show you. So if you're here, please let me know what you
know
think.
It's working also because it seems kind of frozen, is it?
So, yes, Eleni Polanco. Frank, how you doing, Eleni?
All right.
Hold on. So, my people, be clear. We are not here to, like, make her look bad. Not at all. We're just trying to think. What happened? So, could it be that this was another way of the history? Like, we want to show you the facts. What is out there on the public eye. So, what I feel as a dancer is like a lot of things might not be exactly what they're telling you to
exactly
that it is. So, let's show you the video clip. So, this is a show, somebody filmed this online.
That's what I was saying. That's the only video proof that we found of Misty Copeland doing the fouetté turns. There's no other video on the internet that exists of her doing fouetté turns or any coda, pas de deux, full video of her.
Have in mind also that Miss Copeland right now, she's not the dancer she used to be anymore. She's a celebrity, okay?
Yes.
She drives a massive amount of people. Like, she got a big influence, a 1.4 million.
She has 1.5 million followers on Instagram.
So we're not talking about, yeah, the dancer next con, like, next door. Like, this is a big celebrity.
Because also, it's also, you have to understand that it's very rare also for dancers to appeal not only to dancers but to the
everybody
general
else
public.
So yes, she has a backup story that is very, you know, moving and inspiring. So watch the video and then we'll talk about it. Let's go. Eleni, hello love, hope you're doing good. So let's check it out. We are back, my
so
people.
That's what we're talking about. That video was posted March 23rd, 2018, on YouTube.
So,
With her partner, Herman Cornejo.
So, have you noticed, like, for any uneducated eye, seems that she's struggling a little bit, but she finished, you know, it's like,
yeah, she went
all the way.
She may have started a bit off on her leg, but she managed to finish. She traveled here for tests, whatever, off stage, but she managed to do it.
So the question is, was she really falling or was, you know, something else? So we did some research because we... Okay, Maria, talk.
No.
Talk, baby. You want to talk?
No, it was that dilemma we're having. We after we found out about that, because that tweet and the whole Misty Copeland response to that tweet came out on March 28th, the week after she danced that thing. So we've been like talking about it, and we were kind of like in the dilemma ourselves too. We're thinking, like, feeling bad at the same time, no, because we're confused. Like, should we be more linear to her because she's a celebrity? You know, like, she's not the only dancer though that she hasn't managed to do the 32 fouettés. There's other dancers that avoided them because it's a hard step and it's a top role to achieve.
Baby, let me explain something, guys.
Oh, go ahead.
So hope my lovely Maria doesn't interrupt me right now. So, guys, for you that you don't know, Swan Lake is the most iconic ballet in history of dance. So every prima ballerina in history, if they are really the prima ballerina, that's the role that they want to dance, you know? Because at the beginning of history, that role was performed by two dancers. The Black Swan and the White Swan were two different dancers, two different entities. With the history, with advance of technique and all of this, so it moved only to one ballerina, so they performed the two roles. So imagine how difficult this is.
It's a long ballet.
Like a really long ballet, and then at the end you gotta end up with these crazy steps. So, what's going on? Because it's very weird and strange. So, you know, guys, sorry if we are kind of like mumbling and all of that. We're trying our best to make it clear. So what happened is that she performed this version. The video appears online, and then everybody, oh my God, what's going on? She takes the video and then embedded the link in her social media. I'm not going to be specific where, but in her social media.
She posted the tweet. She took a screenshot of the tweet.
Yes, but she also embedded the video itself because she wanted to people, not in her Instagram, in her other, so can I finish, baby?
It is on Instagram, but if she put the link to that video in her Instagram homepage. Yes.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. You see what I'm dealing with? She get excited, man.
I'm trying to be clear.
Okay. Go on topic, baby. So, my people are watching. I know. We're talking a lot. So, she put it there, and then it went crazy. She had 1.4 million, you know. My guy went nuts. And then people started defending her, and then the tweet itself, people went hard in attacking the person that put that tweet out there. I, by the way, the account is disabled.
Yeah.
So it's no way to be found. The person that put this thing out there, disconnect the account. I don't know why that's what we're going to. So, but it's very hard things, people judging. Who the hell are you to talk about it? Show me your Peter, show me your things. And by the way, we might have some haters here after they see the video that I'm gonna kind of like, Who are we to judge her? We're not judging her. We're just putting what we see out there.
We're putting things in perspective.
In perspective. I'm trying to think a little bit outside the box. Like, is everything the way they're telling you, or might be something else?
Exactly.
So that's why. Yes, I can turn. Yes, she can turn. We're not like super celebrities, but we train ballet. We're professional ballets. We're professional ballet dancers. Of course, she's, you know, in a massive company and all of that. So I'm not in question here, or she's not in question here. And by the way, let me like put it clear. We don't have to prove nothing to none of you. We're just putting out there what we read and what we saw. It's like, why is this happening? So anyway, if you have any thoughts, let me know, okay? So the question is this all true, or it might be a little bit manufactured? You know, put the piece together to create a little bit more news. So
yes, what made us kind of like think and question things a little bit more is the titles of all these magazines that portray Misty Copeland as failing. So we're like, did she really fail? So we tried to find information about her for Ted Turns.
Yes, 1 second. Hello, Zachary, my friend, Royce. Nice to see you, brother. I hope you're doing good. Eleni, thank you for keeping watching. Appreciate it. So let's go to the facts, Maria. So we definitely went hardcore into this, and then we start reading every single review about Miss Copeland and her swan legs from 2015 to now, my people, to let you know exactly what's going on. And this is what we find out.
So like we said, that was the only video proof of her doing that. Everything else is written in forms of articles or blogs, whatever.
So, by the way, the video that they were putting out there, you know, they're not supposed to record anybody on a live performance. So that's also a question. Like, you don't have any other videos of her like dancing on stage, but suddenly you have only one video. And I look, people, every single video on YouTube from like, oh my God, you don't understand. I find nothing else.
Yes.
So I find another little clip somewhere about her courting Cole. She came out saying in 2015, the video of someone like that said, and this other video. So what I was trying to tell you is like, for me, it's very strange that only one video is there, only one. And it creates all this massive controversy. Yes. So continue.
I was gonna say, you don't have to understand, she has managers and everybody trying to make sure all the information that's out there for her, it's good for her image.
So
that was surprising, like that video was out there with so much blah blah blah, whatever, you know. So all those magazines portray Misty Copeland as failing. So it wasn't just one, everybody, Point Magazine.
Stop one second, so for that, the people they know.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, so first thing, they are on tour, right? They perform, this video appears online. First thing. Second thing that happened is the tweet.
Mm-hmm.
The tweet appear. Third thing that happened, she embedded the tweet and the link on her social media.
And a full response of explaining herself.
And a letter pretty much saying, like admitting that she's a human being, that sometimes it's not perfect, she's a work in progress. I wanted to put all of this in here, but you know,
the
system kind of failing on me. So, but we got to carry on with the show, right? So this is what happened. Those are like the facts. Then, now, I just find out not long ago that it's a CNN interview that opens today about her and her background and all the struggles. So it makes me think, wow, CNN is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, CNN is talking about you. It's like, whoa, it's CNN. They have so much reach. So could it be? Could it be? I'm just thinking, could it be? This is a theory, okay? This is not real. This is a theory. This is what we think. And we are not here saying this is true. We're not here defaming her or trying to make her look bad. She's an amazing artist. Have that clear, okay? But you have to understand that she's a celebrity now. And she has a social media group or people behind, publicist, manager. And we know that because we wanted to interview her and we approached her. Hello, Misty. We admire you. You're amazing. So, you know, we have a little channel. We try to bring ballet to kids that don't have, you know, that ability to watch ballet because the price, because all of that, you know. All of that.
Yeah, she brought.
And then very politely, she said hello to us. We took a little bit with her. And she said, and took the time to take a pen and paper, and she gave me her manager's
email. So contact him.
We are not taking it personal, not at all. This is the way the game is. Okay.
It's understandable.
She's
not
the dancer 7 years ago trying to accomplish amazing things as a, you know, soloist. She's now a celebrity and everybody knows her, of course. They gotta watch out what is good for her. Okay, an interview with two dancers that nobody knows. Who has more to gain, her or us? Obviously, us, even though we're not trying to gain nothing from that. But at the same time, so you know, you gotta start thinking, dancers.
Yeah,
you have to think about what is out there, just whatever is telling you.
Yes.
And again, my people, we are not saying that this is what happened. This is just like very strange that everything just clicked together in a weird way.
Yes, because let me go through.
Okay, go very quick.
Through all the magazines, they say, Point Magazine says, Misty Copeland's Fuerte fail, quotation marks, is proof even the pros make mistakes. Elle Magazine says, Misty Copeland just shared a video of her failing. Cosmopolitan, Misty Copeland fails on stage. Misty Copeland responds to critics. Daily Mail also says, everyone feels like they're a critic. Misty Copeland doubles down on her fiery response to those who slammed her after she failed to complete Swan Lake's famed 32 Fuerte turns. Glamour Magazine. Misty Copeland had the best response to haters knocking her Swan Lake fail. And not just that too, Dance Magazine says Fuertes don't matter. And go ahead to post a little sentence of Misty Copeland explaining how she's a work in progress and she's not the only one that does it.
You tell us what you think, you know, because people out there is going to rewatch this video. We have to have in mind. So,
and also, Isabella Boylston, another fellow principal dancer from ABT, she also kind of gives compassion to Misty Copeland also.
Have in mind that this principal can do the 32 for this,
she can
no
do
problem.
That too. And she says, to the comments, if people come to the ballet only to see Fuertes, they should just stay home and watch them on YouTube on their couch.
Hold on. Wait a minute. What is going on with this?
That's kind of disrespectful to the audience too.
I understand that her co-worker wants to be sympathetic, right?
Yes.
I understand that. And you guys are going to be hard on me probably, and it's okay. The same way, I know defaming nobody. This is what they're saying. All right.
Yeah, we're just stating the facts. We're just putting
us together, and then you have your own conclusions. You think whatever you want to think, and it's maybe we're wrong. Maybe you watch this. You crazy. You guys are full of maybe, but maybe we're kind of right in a way. Who knows? This is a theory, people. A theory.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, you know, you being a principal that actually people come and watch. People pay good money to see you dance.
Yes, those tickets are not
cheap.
Hold on.
It's a little bit kind of like. disappointing, you know? Yeah, you want to be sympathetic. I don't even know this lady.
Personally, yeah.
Personally, I don't know. I see her sometimes in social media, some of her videos. You know, she's a good dancer. Nobody can take that away from you. You're a good dancer. But, you know, you're saying something that is kind of harsh, you know, like, if you want to come to this, to the theater to watch Fuetes, just stay home and watch YouTube. And that's like for any ballet dancer, anyone that has studied ballet, and for you guys, you know, ballet lovers that doesn't know really what's going on behind the scene, Torito Fuetes is like an iconic thing.
Yeah.
And every even males, they say La Segunda Period is an iconic thing. Everybody's is trying to go hard to achieve those things. Some people succeed, some people don't. So when you become an elite, a principal dancer, technically nobody even questions you that anymore. Like, you are expected. That's in your repertoire. It's an arsenal of weapons. Technicians are just people that do steps, but principal dancers that becomes legend, they use their technique and manipulate it in a way to create amazing performances, you know?
Yes.
And it's not about the fuetes. And you are totally right in a way. It is,
But
let me just clarify. But
there is people though that go to the ballet to see all that, you know?
Yes,
it's part,
like,
of it.
It's part of the beauty of ballet. Like, you know, it's that moment of excitement that, like, you've seen the whole show and built up to that. Mm-hmm. And that's like, wow, that's what is the reason it's called coda. Yeah. It's a celebration, it's the end of the ballet, it's happiness, yeah. It's joy. So
at the same time though, they can also kind of modify to their ability at that moment, as long as the end result is to create that whole dynamic.
It's to create a beautiful performance.
Yes.
One of a kind. And that's why I felt a little bit, whoa, that's kind of harsh. Because you are paying, I don't know how much the tickets are nowadays, like a big amount of money to be in orchestra. Let's say I am a student, I do ballet, and I beg my mother and my father to give me some money to come and see, and then, you know, yeah, the fuetes don't happen. It's okay, it might happen, like Miss Copeland. She pretty much do what she can do, and she admitted that, it's fine.
Yeah,
but hold on, baby. She get excited. So what I'm saying, my people, yeah, let me say it once, I'm done with this. So what I'm saying is, like, you have to be respectful to your audience.
Yeah.
You know, you cannot question your audience why they're coming to see ballet or not. Some people come to see just the stupid fuetes.
Mm-hmm.
Some people come to be like, oh my God, she fell from here. Oh my God, he's fat. Oh my God. Yeah. You cannot change the fact of that. But also some people come to be away from the hard realities we live.
Yeah.
You know, they want to be entertained. And the fuetes are part of the entertainment. So when you say something like that, it makes me feel like, I wish you didn't say something like that. Maybe you didn't mean it in that way. Maybe we are kind of taking it in a different...
Sure, just trying to be sympathetic.
Sympathetic,
you know,
but like, you're saying something like that and you can do beautiful fuetes, so explain me that.
Yeah.
So you don't want them to come and see you? So I don't know. Anyway, that's the point of that. So you have a lot of principal dancers, even from the Royal Ballet, coming and saying, you know, very sympathetic things with her. And it's understandable. So moving on, carry on with the topic.
So the thing is, what we're trying to get to is that through searching, I've been trying to Google the terms Misty Copeland Fuetes to see what articles come up. So in the process of looking, I find an article from another writer that was done in 2016. Have in mind that Misty Copeland was promoted to principal dancer in the summer of 2015.
So pretty much,
this article.
This is a writer from the New York Times. New York Times. This is not Maria Ibrahim making this up. New York Times. What is his name?
Alastair McCulley.
Yes, big well-known writer, so from the New York Times. And he went physically that night of 2015 when Misty Copeland debuted her Swan Lake. And this is what he said at that time, and it's a public record. You can search it, and you'll find the article. What did he say?
Let me see, because it's... You can't...
Really? You don't have it?
I have it. Give me 1 second. It's so much excitement in this thing. So that article was posted in 2016, but it was referring to last year's performance. And it says, oh my God, my internet.
Anyway, so he's referring to what he saw, and then he's expecting to see like something better next year. That's what he's saying.
Yes.
I mean, sorry, guys. I want to apologize because I had all of that in here, but this thing is breaking down, so I couldn't put it. So that's what we have to do.
Yeah, that's why I thought you were going to put it.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. People are waiting.
Oh, my God. Where is it? Give me a second.
Are you for real?
No, I thought you were having it there. Give me one second.
No, 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 no. This cannot happen. This is live video, baby. Are you really?
No. Okay. There it is.
Hey, right here.
Live found it.
Hey, Mr. Copeland.
On Wednesday afternoon, Mr. Copeland, new tweet last year, 2015, dances it again. How will her fuetes be? Last year, she did only the first 16. How much does this matter? My chief reservation was not about her turns, but about her interpretation, which was too contained and cliched. You know.
Have a good day, Zachary. Good to see you. Go teach. Very good teacher, my friend, Zachary Royce. Have a good day, brother. Thank you for watching.
So, that was the key information that kind of made us go like, wait a second. 2015, her debut in Swan Lake, that writer says she did only 16 fouetted turns, and then she did another step to complete the other 16 counts that were remaining. So, guys, that's how she does the coda. She doesn't fail from 32 fouettes. That's how she's always done it, and it's not the only article. It's been another article that says
yes,
that
I found another article when she danced with Brooklyn Marks, very good dancer in Washington Ballet, and a special guesting that she did. And in this article, I was trying to put it, but maybe I will put links on there so you can read them. So
he says
pretty much that she was doing the fouettes. She did 16, right?
She did 16,
and after that, she started doing just single pirouettes
from fifth position. Bam,
so, bam, 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 so
instead of,
which is they said was impressive, it was good, but you know, you see. So let's sum it up. What? Hello, Melissa. Nice to see you. So what's going on is simple, my people. When they call failing, it makes you question some things. So for the
Uneducated.
Right? Eye of dance. Like, okay, you see the video that we showed you. Maybe we'll show it again so you know what are we talking about. So, maybe she didn't start like with 100%.
Yeah, determination.
You know, determination. And she was like, because have in mind, when you start turning, if things go off in the beginning, it's really hard to recuperate.
Yeah.
So, you know, she did what she could and save it how she could. So, but hold on, but.
Yes. Sorry.
And then people tell me that she doesn't let me talk.
I'm gonna die today, I know that.
She's excited. Anyway, so what I'm trying to say is, when you're a principal dancer, my people, you have the opportunity to do an alternative version. Mm-hmm. If something is very hard for you, you can always modify.
Which is fine.
And that's why some dancers do choreography to the left, and some dancers do a little bit more to the right, and vice versa. So what I'm trying to tell you is, like, in all research, we believe that was not a mistake. That was her version of Swan Lake Coda. She has done it since 2015, with the only difference that in this clip, she only does 12 fuetes, and in her regular version, she does 16 fuetes, following by
Piquet turns.
Manesh, and to fulfill the rest of the count.
The difference, guys, is that this time, it was actually captured on
in
video.
Film. Yeah, somebody put the video.
That's
and that's
difference.
Why. So, guys, for all of you that just start watching and you just like bump into this video, again, we're not here to talk bad about somebody that we actually admire. We're just thinking a little bit out of the box. Could it be that all of this was created to put it a little bit more in the news? Because it seems so too suspicious that a video pops out. It's not any other video like it. Only this kind. And answer me this, dancers and dance lovers. If you are taking the risk of taking out your phone, you know, and filming, wouldn't you film everything? If you have memory? Like, I would, you know, oh my God. Especially if you know about ballet, because the person that filmed this, whoever it is, they know about ballet.
They
knew exactly what to film and in what moment. They filmed right at the beginning of
Hernán
turning, and then the introduction of her for the Fuertes. So for me, it's like, whoa, like, yes, I found another video, one more for the content. Somebody film it from the, when she comes and say, you know, her vow.
Her
vows, yes. And then, so that's there, but nothing else. So for me, it's like, made me question, as a thinker, as a person, nothing to do with ballet. How coincidental is that it's only that video, specifically at that time. And
then a tweet comes out.
Yes, and then why the person did the film, the variation, or the pas de deux, or even the white swan, but it's beautiful. Maybe he didn't have data.
Memory.
It doesn't matter. But for me, the person that filmed this video knows about ballet. To the point that after that person described, how many, 17?
In the description of the video, when that video was first posted and we found out about that, that person that in the description lists another links to another 8 dancers doing fouetter turns. And not only that, later on, I went back to the video, Jay Jones, whatever.
Yeah, whatever, the fake account that opened this.
He added another 6 dancers fouetter turn sequences. He has a list of 14 other dancers performing that sequence. So to compare Misty Copeland. So we kind of felt bad at the same time.
Yeah, it makes you, like, watching the video makes you,
like,
feel bad.
Wow, you did that on purpose.
No, like, and compassion. So it's 2 versions. Maybe somebody out there that really want to sabotage her career.
Yeah.
To the point that when you watch the video dancers and you see the description, and we have a YouTube channel, you know, so I can see other numbers and things. So the video itself, this is a fact. This is something that I have learned in my studies. And I'll tell you, I'll share with you. When you post a video on YouTube, you can put the best title you can possibly come out with. But you have to put a description. And you have to put tags. If you don't put tags, it won't be way to actually, you know, appear.
Well, her name is
Watch popular, yeah. We post a video review of her book. Misty Copeland, the book of the food that she did with the diet. That didn't come up on the first page because, you know, and I use her name. So what I'm trying to tell you is this. It's very interesting for me how she find out about the video and her team. Because it's hundreds of thousands of videos of her. It's so many, like, so many interviews, people. It's so many. I spent almost 2 days just browsing all of it.
Yes.
So hold on, baby. So how do they find it? And second of all, very important that people are still watching here and the new people that is watching. Like, when you see the video, no tags. So there is no way for that video to come in the first page. Second, the Fuete title was altered. We find out that it was called Fuete Fails, and
Misty
then they changed it.
Misty Copeland Fuete Fails, and then that just changed it to Misty Copeland Fuetes.
So, and the second thing for me, it becomes more, like, bad. It's like, when you see the description of every other video of the dancers, this person took the time to put exactly the minute in which the Fuetes are about to start. And it's what? How many videos?
He put 14 dancers.
14 dancers, and I'll tell you exactly what to watch. So, you, my people, the dance lovers, the dancers out there, when you watch something like that, Holy Maria, and you go through every single one, and then you come back and see Miss Copeland video, what will you feel? You feel sad. You feel bad. You feel like, how can somebody do that? And, you know, you see that she's not doing as good as the other, and then you'll be like, wow. Oh my God. You start feeling sympathetic. So,
What we're trying to get to, guys, is that, all right, they, like we said, all those magazines say that she failed to do 32 for a test from the moment that we found out that that's how she does it. So what makes us kind of like question and we don't understand why.
Could it be?
Why is Misty Copeland embracing the fact and telling to her fans that, admitting to her fans that, yeah, guys, I failed, I'm a work in progress, I will always be, I'm a human, blah, 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 and all this, so on. Why are you embracing that and don't come out clear to the audience and your fans and explain, guys, I'm not failing, I don't know what are these rumors about me. That's my version of my coda.
Maybe you could say, because in the video you can see that she kind of started a little bit off. So maybe she's failing. Maybe that's what she was referring to. But like, the problem that we have, and by the way, you know, we appreciate her and we admire her, is that as a fan, and not just a fan that follow whatever is going on, like a fan that think, It's like,
yeah.
Could it be that all this was orchestrated?
Yes.
Could it be that?
Was it like a public relations? You know,
could it be that? Maybe her people put all this together somehow to create a little bit more news. Because you have to have in mind, people, that when they become celebrities, they need to be relevant. So they need to be in the eye all the time with things. And then you have a CNN interview that comes out, which is beautiful. They talk about her background and all of that and race. And I'm not saying that all this was created for that, but could it all be? It could be. This is just a theory, okay? A theory. We're just thinking. Who knows what really happened?
She hasn't been in the news in a long time, too.
So, it makes you think, like, it could be. I mean, big people do it. Yeah. You know, like, big famous people, they create this crazy thing. A photographer, you know, came too close to me and I have to break the camera and it creates big news. Or, you know, these people push me in a club and it creates, like, all these things could be created for a result. So, but anyway, we want you to let us know what you think, you know. Leave your comment, even if it's good or bad. We appreciate your opinion. Like I said, we're not trying to make somebody look bad. We're just thinking. There's reviews out there that talk about her version of the dance. And then you have big magazines nowadays talking about how she failed. But nobody's talking about that. This is the version that she always have done.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what makes us think, like, maybe it could be. I don't know. Tell us what you think.
Yeah, I don't know. But I feel like some also, like, critics and fans are also a lot more, like, forgiving to that because of her whole celebrity status and what she has achieved so far. So it's like two people being judged, the celebrity Misty Copeland and the prima ballerina Misty Copeland.
No, I don't feel that way. Let me give you my opinion. I think, like, her personal story is a little bit more moving.
Yes.
You know, and people relate to the struggle. You know, everybody relates to the underdog. You know, sure. In movies, in life, mm-hmm. It's not a change, but because you have a hard story and your background is so good and amazing and people can relate to that, is that okay to forgive?
Yeah, that's what I'm
the dancer.
Saying.
So, and I know it's a struggle and I know people will come after you no matter what. What bothers me, and if Misty happens to watch this and she share our links, it'd be great. But I know that's not going to happen. So what I'm trying to say is, like, I admire Misty. I think I've seen her for so many years.
She's a great dancer,
in the
sure. same
in the studio and all the things that she has, you know, overcome. But for me, if I know I'm weak in something as a technical mm-hmm. thing, like, will I embark into a journey that I know that if I'm not at my best, people is going to come after me? So,
yeah.
Herself, she even talks about she's not ready for that role.
She said
that she's struggling. And then she said, but I deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
I deserve it too. I deserve to be that kind of person and that dancer and that. So for me, for all of you dancers out there and dance lovers, make me think, why would you do something like that? Why can't you easily come and say, whatever thing happened behind door, you know, like, well, you know, Mr. Whatever, whatever, I am not ready for that yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not ready to put myself out there and
to
dance
the most prestigious role.
The most prestigious
role,
and
you know?
The most difficult ballet of all and have everybody, you know, pretty much tell me all kind of hate.
Be the eye of the tiger.
Yeah,
you know,
so,
like,
you know, like, for me, it's kind of like two ways, you know, it's the balance of justice. So, as a dancer, I feel like maybe for the best would be just to, like, let me hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Let me use the resources that American Ballet Theatre has. Let me have amazing coaching with these amazing people that they have out there and work really hard into this role to achieve whatever I want to achieve. And it doesn't even matter if it was 32 fuertes or 54 or 65 or 150 or 2. What matters is, like, you prepare your best to do that. And I'm not saying that she didn't, because maybe she did. But also you have to think about the business size of ballet company. She's a big name. And it's a good thing for the company to have her dance every single role because
she brings people to the theater.
You know, I'll be dancing Don Quixote, boom, people go and love it. I'm gonna have tickets, sold out. I'm gonna dance, you know, Tchaikovsky Padre, sold out. I'm gonna dance a little suite of Balanchine, sold out. So, of course, it's that. We cannot be so, like, selfish not to think that. So, that's why we wanna bring up to you all these crazy things. So have in mind that we are fans, you know, we are mm-hmm. fans and we are dancers just like others in New York. But it's that kind of thing, like,
that's our.
I wish I could know, I wish I knew that, like, it's okay, you know, like, I don't even know anymore.
I just feel I will be more, you'll be more appreciated if she just came out more clear and say, you know, I've been struggling. You know, instead of saying, embracing the fact that all the articles are talking about her failing and embracing that, yes.
Look,
you know, you'll be more honest.
The fans already love you, you know.
Exactly, no matter what.
We already think you are right there. So why to kind of cover some things and, you know, mm-hmm. just... But my beef is with the media, man. Like,
yeah.
You guys don't do the research. And for me, even the big magazines that cover the whole dance...
The dance-related magazines.
Yeah, like,
you know
that this is her version. You know this is what she danced. But of course, you want to sell tabloids. You want to sell art. Mm-hmm. You want to sell subscriptions. And then you title it like that. And then I am not judging Misty Copeland to actually ride the wave if that's what happened. Everybody is thinking that. So you know what? Let them think that. Let's just... It's fine. Yes, I'm human. So that makes us think a lot. So that's a very exhausting show.
That was... Too much.
And we wish we can show you all the graphics and all of that. But yeah, so guys, pay attention really well because sometimes things might not be the way you think they are.
Yes.
Sometimes it's things behind that could be putting the odds together. And again, you know, disclaimer, this is no... real. This is just our theory.
It's not like facts. We just like try to put information and come up with what we think.
Yeah, our own interpretation on things.
Yes.
And, you know, we come up with ideas that we think a little bit out of the box.
This is just a theory, you know.
This could be a possibility what happened. The good thing is that Misty Copeland is again on the news. And it's big news.
If that was the purpose, they successfully
made it.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't, I feel really bad that somebody's really coming after her,
mm-hmm.
putting a video like that.
Trying to make you feel horrible
and make you look bad because at the end, she's an icon. And she has changed a lot of minds about ballet. So, is there anything else to say? So, guys, please make your own interpretation. You know, think a little bit out of the box. Will that change, if that happened for a second, will that change my view of her? Will it make me think less of the dancer and the artist? Probably not, because it's a normal thing in the 21st century, you know? People tweet one thing and they wanted to trend.
Yeah,
and they wanted to create big. So
let's say, guys, what do you think? Do you think that Misty Copeland, after all of this, she would try to actually work really hard on her fouetté turns and achieve those 32, you know, to come back at her haters?
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's a mystery, you know, because who knows what's going through her mind. Maybe she's there comfortable. You know, the fans already love her the way she is. So, but that's for me. I don't know. Icons of dance, they just push. I saw a beautiful interview of Carlos Acosta.
Yeah.
This morning. That guy is like my idol. Have the pleasure to meet him. What a nice guy. And what he was saying in general is like, you gotta always
challenge yourself more,
you know, like, because that's life. You gotta evolve. You cannot just, and he says, Carlos Acosta says, once you get there, you get comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So you get comfortable. So what is that?
If you don't challenge,
you gotta challenge.
Go like
you gotta
in
keep,
one life.
Yeah, in one life. Life is a progression. Life is, you know, evolution. You are not the same guy right now. And 10 years from now, wanna be the same one. No, you move, like life's move on. So that's the challenge. You see, technique is even more difficult now. People doing crazy things now. So it's evolution. It's evolving. So I really hope that Misty come back like a queen and, you know, nailed it to the 2-4 test and who knows, surprised everybody else to do the,
mm-hmm.
the really difficult one that is 64.
You know,
are the Russians that they are. So who knows? And even though if she doesn't come doing all that crazy thing, hello, Jacob. Nice to see you. So if she doesn't achieve all of that, at least come better.
Yeah.
A little bit stronger.
Even her performance.
Oh, man.
Because
reading all the reviews and things, like, people are not really convinced with her caliber of performing
the
and all of that. So
general critique that she is, like, about the quality of her performance that it needed to be have a little bit more punch, you know, to, you know.
So, my people.
That's all. That's what we wanted to tell you guys, and you know, so see what you think. Tell us,
my people,
give us a comment what you think.
Thank you for watching. It has been a pleasure. And if you have any questions and comments, let us know. So, guys, here in Ballet Popular,
helping you build your passion and influence through dance.
So, my people, love, have a wonderful day, and we are signing out.